Hello, this is Paul Little from showbizmonkeys.com. If you're listening to this right now, you are most likely a fan of Chuck, the spy action comedy series that is ending its 5-season run on NBC in a little over a week on Friday, January 27th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, with a 2-hour finale. We were able to catch up with an old friend of ours, Vic Sahai, who plays Lester on the show. He was just about to head back to Los Angeles to film his last scenes on the show. So I asked him kind of about the last 5 years working on Chuck and what he thought of the last few scenes of Lester that we're going to see, and to tell us what his plans are for the future now that he's done working on a network television show.
This is Vic Sahai of Chuck, and you are listening to showbizmonkeys.com. Around this town, I'm all right. Around this town, I'm all right. I mean, no consequence when you're playing with the fire. Move to the left, man, no fuss. Can you reflect at all on working with that group of people over the last 5 years and what it's been like to have that steady network gig?
You know, I almost can't yet reflect on it. You know, I'm still running on adrenaline, trying to keep the bar high on the work as it ends. You know, as much as I've been itchy at times to move on, I think it's going to slay me for a long time, missing these guys. Everyone is so goddamn sweet. And, mm-hmm. We have such a fine, fun time together. I'm going to miss them, you know. But such is the life of a theater art film dog. You know, it's nomadic. You kind of get your family together for a while, and then you move on. But I almost can't go there yet.
It's kind of been this nice thing where it's managed to actually last 5 years despite some issues every season where it's like, oh, will it come back with the ratings?
Every season, the fans have really been instrumental in making us go as long as we have. I've never been a part of anything like this. It's so moving and incredible to see them kind of rally. And what's great about it is they have put us in a position where the writers can write them a proper ending as opposed to being stopped midstream. So hopefully we'll give them what they want.
Yeah, it's kind of fun following the show when the show first launched. One of the first contests we ever did on our site, big contest, was a Chuck poster giveaway, and we had no idea what the show was because it hadn't actually aired yet.
Right.
But I remember thinking, you know, I think this is something new to TV, and I think this is gonna be a fun show. And here we are, yeah, five seasons later.
That's amazing.
You mentioned you're filming in between episodes, so how many episodes do you have left to film?
I have one left.
One?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Wow. So you're right at the end.
Yeah, around December 7th to 10th is my last day, and I'm not sure exactly sure what I'm going to be doing with myself. I might just drink a whole bottle of champagne and wake up in San Francisco married or some kind of crazy something to change the whole course of my life. I don't know. We'll see.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
So with a show like Chuck that, I mean, yeah, part of it is procedural. Every week there's a new big spy case. But there's also these big storyline changes. So do you even... No, like, do you get the script well in advance for a big final episode like that, or will you kind of get it while you're on set?
We don't get it that far in advance, but the truth is that today I got given the last episode, and I kind of have glanced over it. I don't want to get too deep into it while I'm shooting this movie,
right?
But I've kind of glanced at it, and it's going to be so bittersweet to read.
Yeah. Now glancing over, did you have to skip to the end for yourself? Did you like, I got to see how this ends, at least for me, how this ends.
I've seen a couple of beats of what goes on with Lester for sure. And you know what? I'm not going to tell you.
Well, no, I don't. I wouldn't want to know. I'm a fan of the show.
Yeah.
But are you happy with where you think Lester ends off?
I think it's beautiful. I think it's really beautiful. And, you know, these last few episodes that we're filming, that we've been filming, I have to say I've gotten to do some of the most exciting, and that doesn't necessarily mean anything more than just kind of internally exciting stuff that I feel I've gotten to do all series as Lester. And so I'm thrilled with the last few episodes and the way it all kind of concludes, certainly for Lester.
That's really, really good to hear as a fan of the show and kind of a fan of, the Bymore characters like yourself that weren't always brought to the forefront. It would be nice to see kind of a good ending for you and them.
Right.
Are there some good Jeff and Lester moments?
Some of the dialogue between us in these last few episodes is just perfect. It's just perfect.
Awesome. Looking forward to seeing those when they are.
Yeah.
And kind of to end off, now that you've wrapped or just winding down in your scenes for My Awkward Sexual Adventure, and then Chuck is finishing up, what else do you have coming up as far as projects?
I have a couple of projects that I'm working on with a writer that are in various stages of development, but April 2012, a film called American Reunion gets released, which is kind of the last, perhaps, American Pie, where they brought all the original characters back.
Yeah.
And I'm in that. So there's that, and then there's a couple of other things that are sort of more in early stages of development, but certainly that film is coming out in April.
Are you thinking, especially with Chuck ending filming so early in the season this year, are you thinking of doing the TV pilot thing next spring?
You know, I don't know. You know, there, like I said, there's a couple of sticks in the fire, and I'm really not sure what my game plan is going to be. Mm. There is a potential of some, you know, theater in New York. There is obviously pilot season. There might be a couple other things, but I think, you know, first things first, it's time for a mini, much-needed vacation.
Well, that is probably well-earned after 5 years of... of network TV and then all the film work in between.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for talking to us again.
Thank you, man.
Showbizmonkeys.com.